The United Nations Security Council held a meeting on Syria today as government forces continue to attack the last rebel strongholds in the northwestern part of the country. According to the UN Human Rights Chief, at least 450 civilians have been killed in the latest offensive in Idlib and Hama provinces. Rihanna Zawar is the Syria Country Director for the International Rescue Committee. She's with us on Skype today from Amman, Jordan. Rihanna, welcome. You have been on the phone with your teams on the ground in Syria today. What do they tell you about the humanitarian situation where they are?
Thanks, Peter, for having me. I mean, as you rightly mentioned, I have been talking with my team in the field, and the situation on the ground is really, really on the humanitarian side. It's really devastating. Like, the air strikes and air shelling has been constantly displacing populations. And it's really, really sad that out of that 450, we are talking actually about 140 children being killed as a result of this ongoing offensive in northern Idlib.
And from what I can tell, many of these attacks are happening on hospitals and clinics where civilians are being treated.
That is correct. And that is really, really worrying for us as a humanitarian agency, that the public service places where it has to be protected during any type of conflict has been attacked in recent conflict or recent offensive in northern Syria. And we are not actually talking like two or three. We are actually talking about 45 schools, 25 health centers and water stations being targeted during these offensives. So the level of destruction in terms of public services spaces is quite massive.
At this point, are there even any hospitals left? We're reading that some doctors are going underground in caves to treat people so that they can avoid the shelling.
This is one of the area we are working as a humanitarian agency, providing the basic health services to the affected populations who are moving as a displaced population. And we do have, like, not only the static health centers, we are actually having now mobile clinics that moves at different locations where the populations, affected populations are, and we are giving them services. And obviously the stretch on these basic services is definitely there, like the humanitarian situation.
But how do you protect those mobile clinics? I mean, if the hospital is getting shelled, why won't a mobile clinic?
And it does actually also. So that is another thing, that even the mobile clinics, mobile ambulance are not safe in that situation. We, as an international rescue committee, we do have local partners, local Syrian NGOs that are working with us. Their ambulances have been attacked like twice over the period of July. So there is nothing like a very permanent type of response. But as a humanitarian agency, we do try to go and reach to the population where and when we have that safe timing in terms of going and making the response available for the population.
So there are the physical wounds, but what about the emotional wounds and the psychological wounds that people in those provinces have experienced now for so many years?
That is true. We do have programs on the child protection. We do have programming on the gender-based violence. And we also provide this type of psychosocial support functions or the services we make available for the population. We recently did an assessment, and our assessment actually showed that one family has been like five times been displaced. So you can see that the level of the mental stress and the level of movement that a family or an individual being displaced five times over the period of these months is crazy. So you can say that how difficult it is for the local population to cope up with the system.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I think a lot of people listening to this might have assumed that the Syrian civil war was essentially over, that Bashar al-Assad had won, the rebels had lost, and that this, you know, what's going on now is just sort of like the last gasp of this war. But clearly that is not true. There is serious violence still happening in that country. And I just wonder if you feel like perhaps people have forgotten about Syria.
No, it means, and it's really sad that the people or civilians in Idlib are not getting that much attention. And we therefore urge the international diplomatic community to come and then come up with the solution to put up pressure or to put a diplomatic solution and make the parties of the conflict make sure that these civilians that are actually being affected with this ongoing offensive constantly, there should be an end on that one. I think this is the time that we should come together as an international, as a diplomatic community, and play a very effective role for the sake of those children in Idlib and for the sake of those women in Idlib, that they have been like paying a cost of at the cost of their life they are living in there in Idlib.
Rayana Zawar, a Syria country director for the International Rescue Committee, speaking with us today from Jordan. Rayana, thank you very much and good luck with what you're up to.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.